Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Monday morning manna, guys. Monday morning manna. And we are still talking about the kingdom. Hallelujah. We've talked about kingdom economics, kingdom business, kingdom identity. And we're still in kingdom identity because we must understand and know that our identity is not in man. Our identity is in the one true King, and his name is Jesus. So we're talking this morning again about kingdom identity. Hallelujah. Kingdom identity. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fret. We don't have to run. We don't have to hide, because when we know who we are, we understand and know that it is him. It is him while we live, move, and have our very being. It is him who will perfect those things that concern us. And when we begin to understand those deep, deep things of God and not worry about what others say about us, what others think, all we know and focus on that we know who he is and he knows who we are. So today we're going to quickly, briefly go through some kingdom scriptures, guys, that's about confidence. We're talking about kingdom identity, kingdom confidence, kingdom identity, kingdom confidence. And so, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We just invite your holy presence into this atmosphere. We just admire you. We adore you. We extol you. There is none like you. You are everlasting God. You are a Prince of Peace. You are Almighty One. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. There is none like you. You are our Daddy. Hallelujah. You are our Father. Hallelujah. You are the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. King of David. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the world. We owe it all to you. We owe it all to you. So we say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I just feel your presence right now just falling all upon me. I feel your presence. Your presence is sustaining me. Your presence is keeping me. You are a wonder. Hallelujah. You are a wonder. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you received and accepted my invitation as we called on your Holy Spirit to be with us as we begin to minister about kingdom identity, kingdom confidence, Lord. And we understand and know, God, that if we keep our mind stayed upon you, you will be the one who we need, the one who will hold us, the one who will speak to us, the one who will affirm us. You're just good like that. Mm. And I say, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Rabako she la ramasondo. Rendebe kea namaso kaya la rabo siata. Ramasho ilelebe kea namasondo. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're worthy, Father. You're worthy. This is the day that you have made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord wants us to just be glad in it, to rejoice and be glad in this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you that we have a mindset to be upon you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we ask this prayer in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just had to open us up in prayer before we got into this wonderful, magnificent word. And we are talking about kingdom confidence. Kingdom confidence. The Lord has already established our confidence in him. When we look at Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you and me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me and you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. When we look at this kingdom word right here, we always want to understand and know that it is talking about us today in 2024. The word of God changes not. The word of God was the same yesterday. It is the same today, and it will be the same forevermore. Meaning when generations to come, God's word of us being confident in him will not change. And so this is why I'm very, 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 very excited and motivated about teaching you about your identity. It is okay to be confident. Most people who are not confident will literally bring in accusations and say, oh, this person thinks they're this, or this person needs to be humble, and they don't even understand who you are. Many people walk in false humility because they don't understand their identity. We have allowed the world to label us. We have allowed church people to label us as people as almost not understanding who we are in Jesus Christ. So when we look at Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident, Lenora, being confident of this very thing, that he, talking about Jesus, who has begun a good work in me and in you, will complete it until the day that Jesus Christ returns. In other words, he's constantly working on us. He's constantly imparting things in us. He's constantly speaking to us. But we've got to be women and men who will make time to hear what he is saying to the church. Those who have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You and I are the ecclesia. We are the church. It's not a building. It is you and I. We are his creation. And because we are his creation, the Lord is perfecting things in us. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to be able to understand that when the world labels us as misfits, as the world label us as, oh, Jesus freaks, as the world label us as, oh, they think they're this or they think they're that. That is not our problem, guys. That is their problem. And we've got to be very careful in this hour of bringing accusations because a person chooses to walk in what God has called them to walk into. He says, being confident of this very thing. What very thing? That he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing. This very thing. This very thing is what? The assignment that he's given me. The preaching assignments that he's given me. The prophetic that he's given me. The apostleship that he's given me. The teacher that he's given me. Hallelujah. The evangelist that he's given me. Being confident of this very thing, that he who's begun a good work in me, he's going to be the one to complete it. It's not going to be in man. It's not going to be in mama. It's not going to be in daddy. It's not going to be in any school that you attend. It's not going to be in your PhD. It's not going to be in your master's. It's not going to be in your bachelor's. It's going to be in him. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, he's going to be the one to do the work in you and to do the work in I. So this is why it is so relevant to you and it's so relevant to me that we remain at the feet of Jesus. Because when we remain at the feet of Jesus, he's doing a work in us. I would rather have him do the work in me than someone trying to make me be who I am not, or someone trying to make me be who they are, or we're trying to be like someone else because we're not happy who God has already called us to be. When he created you and I in his image, he says that what he created is good and very good. He just wants us to be those individuals who will give him the opportunity, the chance to perfect those things which concern us. Amen. Our next scripture is 1 John 5:4. This is the confidence I have in approaching God, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me and he answers me. Amen. It's a confidence. It's a boldness. It's a surety. He says in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that I have in approaching God. I have a confidence in approaching God that if I ask according to his will, he hears me and he answers me. Why does he hear me? Why does he answer me? Because I come boldly before the throne room of grace and mercy. I ask him to forgive me. I walk into repentance. Guys, we must be people who understand that we cannot get an answer from God until we are willing to surrender and submit our will and walk into a place of repentance. Amen. Amen. He says in 1 John 5:4, this is the confidence. So there's a confidence that we should have when we approach his throne. There's a confidence that we have. It's not our confidence, but it's the confidence that we just heard from in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day that Jesus Christ returns. So this is the confidence that I have in approaching God, that if I ask him anything according to his will, he hears me and he answers me. That's called a relationship. A relationship. I'm not trying to get in cahoots with your big organization. I'm not trying to get in cahoots with your clique. I'm not trying to get in cahoots with this over here or that over there. I am trying to be and remain at the feet of Jesus. For when I remain at the feet of Jesus, there's a confidence that he instills inside of me. There's a confidence that he instills inside of you. This is the only place, guys, that we will be able to crush our fears. We will be able to crush all the things that the enemy would have against us. The enemy is making people have a tight lip when it comes to walking in the boldness and the surety of God, simply because many do not know their kingdom identity. And when we begin to love on the Lord, hallelujah, when we begin to take measures in him, and when we begin to call on him and say, Jesus, I want to be more like you. The things that I've been taught, fashion me to be like a man or fashion me to be like a woman. Many of you are trying to be like your parents. And the Lord is saying, I want you to have your identity in me. Just because your parent went to law school, that doesn't mean you're supposed to go to law school. Just because your parents were a doctor, that doesn't mean you're supposed to be a doctor. Just because your mama or your daddy was a pastor or an apostle over a huge church, that doesn't mean that's what God will call you to. So I'm just asking you to pray and ask God who you are in him. What is your kingdom purpose? What is your kingdom identity? What is it, God, that you want me to do for you? I want to be known by you, not by my parents' last name, not by what my parents' occupation was, not by my school I attended, not by the job that I work, not by my business that is named. Lord, I want to be identified by you, but I want all those things that I just named, that you be the author and the finisher of it. Because when the Lord is the author and finisher of who we are, our establishments, our doctrines, our degrees, when he's the author and the finisher of those things, it will build a confidence and bring a confidence in you, because it's built on Jesus. And because it's built on Jesus, your confidence and your identity is in him. Amen. Ephesians 3:12 says, in Jesus, in him, and through faith in Jesus, I may approach God with freedom and confidence. So the word is speaking about confidence. He wants us to be women and men who walk and live in confidence. And that's only going to become when we learn of him, learn of Jesus. Walk in kingdom confidence, guys. Walk in your kingdom identity. You don't have to be one that doesn't know who you are. You don't have to be one who's someone's always telling you, you should be like this one over here. Or you look like this one over here. No, I look like my father and he's working on me daily. I don't want to look like you. I don't want you to look like me. I want you to look like your Savior. So my identity and my confidence, your identity and your confidence is in Jesus. Amen. We have children. Many of us have children. And even though we have children, you know, I used to want my daughter to do Mary Kay. I wanted her to do Mary Kay like I do Mary Kay. But guess what? She has no part in it. She says, no, I'll just order the products, Mom, but I don't want to be a director. I don't want to do what you do. And at first, I didn't understand that, but I understand why, because God made her identity in what he wanted her to do and what he wanted her to be. And she's going to be one of the most credible doctors. Hallelujah. When it's all over, she's going to be one of the most incredible doctors who's going to take care of God's people. Amen. Hebrews 4 and 16. I will approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that I may receive mercy and find grace to help me in my time of need. And confidence is also a boldness. So we approach the throne room of God. We approach the throne room with boldness. And that boldness is not, oh, I'm big, bad Lenore. No, that boldness is, I understand who you are. I know who you are. You created me in your image. I'm going to come to you with a confidence in knowing that you are my God, that what I bring before you, you're going to answer it. You're going to give me direction and you're going to give me instruction. He doesn't want us to come to him as though we're paupers and scared and don't know what to do. That's not how he wants us to come to him. And don't let anyone tell you that you should come to him, oh, just in fear. No, you come to him in a bold statement. And what I mean by boldness, you're coming in confidence, because whatever we ask him according to his will, we know that he's going to do it. But if I'm coming as a doubter and swaying between two opinions, he's already told us in his word, we're not going to receive anything. So when you and I go before him, we're going with a confident boldness. Amen. A confident boldness. And we don't have a problem with asking him to search us over. Look at our hearts. If Lord, find anything in my heart that's not like you, bring it to my remembrance. Bring it to me so that I may put it under the blood of Jesus and that I may walk in freedom. Many of us are wearing the apostolic office that he's given many of us, the prophet's office, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. But at the end of the day, we still need to go before the feet of Jesus daily, worshiping him, finding out who we are in him, so that he may impart more and more of his likeness in us. Because he's given us an assignment, that doesn't mean, guys, that we don't sit at his feet and ask him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from the thoughts that the enemy would try to bring against us. He wants our mind to be purified. He wants our mind to be purged. And this is why we may approach him in faith And we're going to receive freedom and confidence because we went with freedom and confidence. That's what he's instilling onto us, freedom and confidence. So when he tells us in his word, he tells us, he says he wants us to be confident in him. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, you're just too arrogant or you need to be more humble. That is your perception. And maybe if you would get at the feet of Jesus, the Lord will show you that when people walk in such a boldness and a confidence, he says, being confident is very thing that he has begun a work in me, a good work in me will complete it. He's doing something in me. I'm not a weak vessel. And many people want people to be weak so that they can run over them. They can use them as puppets. They can tell them what to do. They can tell them anything and they'll believe it. And this is why we got so many people in the body of Christ right here, right now, discombobulated and confused because they don't understand Philippians 1:6 when he said, being confident of this very thing, that he, Jesus, who has begun a good work in you and me, he's going to be the one to complete it. In other words, let him work on you like he's working on me. Let him impart his wisdom, his nature, his stature, his word in you. Let him impart his character. I don't want my mama's character. I don't want my daddy's character. I don't want my preacher's character. I don't want my apostle's character. I don't want I want the character of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he said this, he's going to be the one. He's going to be the one to do the work in me. He's going to be the one to complete it in me. And this is why I have confidence that I have in approaching God, that if I ask him anything, hallelujah, that if I ask him anything according to his will, he hears me and he answers me. Why? Because I walked in boldness and with confidence. Amen. Isaiah 32:17 says, the fruit of righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. Amen. Isn't that something? Isaiah 32:17 says, the fruit of righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. So guess what, guys? The righteous, that's who we are. We are the righteousness of God. The fruit of righteousness will be my peace and your peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. In other words, he's building that confidence in us because we are the righteousness of God. We have got to stop dumbing down to what people expect from us. They want us to dumb down to who they want us to be. When he's already said, being confident, Lenora, of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day that Jesus Christ returns. So my confidence is in him. Your confidence is in him. And therefore he's doing new things in us on a daily consistent basis. So when you begin to walk in boldness, when you and I begin to walk in boldness, when you and I begin to walk in knowing who we are, that's what we call kingdom confidence, because we're kings and priests. Denominations want you to walk like they want you to walk. They want you to walk under them. Now, there's a level of respect. I honor and respect people. The Bible says give honor to whom honor is due, but that's both ways. You give honor to me and I give honor to you. Nowadays, the religious have it set up. We're just supposed to give honor to the leaders, to the apostles and to the pastors. But guys, that goes both ways. The apostles and the pastors are supposed to honor us as well. We are laborers and co-laborers. We work in the field. We do all kinds of things, bringing people to Christ. And so we've got this thing backwards because religion has set it up in the days of Constantine. They set it up that only those who were in leadership were to be honored. But that's not what the Bible says. He says to give honor to whom honor is due. Honor one another. So that means the apostles and the pastors and those who are leaders, such as myself, we're to honor you as well. We're to honor you as well. But we've got to understand that even if they don't understand the concept of confidence, he who has begun a good work in you and me will complete it until the day that Jesus Christ comes, because it is the confidence that we have of this very thing, that Jesus, he's going to be the one to do the good work. So our confidence is not based on an apostle. Our confidence is not based on our pastor, nor a denomination, nor where we go to church. Our confidence is based on and in Jesus. And this is why it is important to know your kingdom identity. In today's series is called Kingdom Confidence, because the body of Christ, some of you do not know who you are, and you are the blessed one. You are, the Bible says that we are blessed and highly favored, going in and going out, that he loves us, and that we can approach God's throne of grace with boldness and confidence. Confidence in this passage means boldness. And so the more I'm building you up in your kingdom identity, you're going to begin to walk in confidence that comes from God. And the world will say, and the religious will say, oh, they just think they know it all. Or they think they know more than everybody. Or they'll say, they just need to be more humble. You do not know what anybody needs, because only God knows what we need. God knows what we need. We've got to stop looking at people based on how we feel about ourselves. Come on, Holy Ghost. When I see a confident sister, or when I see a confident man, I don't dumb down and get jealous and envious and start saying, I wish I could be like them, or what is it about them? No, I don't do that, because I already can identify with who they are. Because when you identify yourself and know a person who walks in boldness and confidence, you know that God's got their hand on them. And then more than likely their kingdom also. So we don't look at people and get upset and jealous because of the confidence that they walk in and the boldness that they walk in. I see too many leaders and pastors that are jealous of people who they literally preach to on a consistent basis are in jealousy and envy because those individuals that they pastor are they're envious because of the confidence that they walk in. And what it is, they have learned who they are, and they don't have to depend on a pastor or a leader telling them, can I go buy a house? Is this the mate that you want me to marry? I don't need to do that. I don't go to my pastor and ask him, should I put this in the stock market or should I buy? I don't do that. Why? Because I have a confidence in the Holy Spirit, and he tells me what I need to do. I'm not going to ask my pastor, oh, is it okay if I start this ministry? He's not the one who told me to start the ministry. It was God who told me to start the ministry. And he tells me what to do, how to do, when to do, not what to do. And it's a beautiful thing that I have confidence in the Holy Spirit. Now, does this mean I don't listen? I listen. But at the end of the day, I'm still taking what you said to the Lord, because sometimes many people are giving advice on the level of their faith. I just refuse to do it. There's a level of faith that we get when we stay at the feet of Jesus, and he's putting that confidence inside of us, that our faith, I mean, we believe for mountains. We believe for big things. Hallelujah. And that's because of the confidence that we have in him. Ephesians, I've already read Ephesians 3 and 12, but I want to read it again. It says, in him whom I have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. I can access. Guys, we can't access without faith and confidence. He wants us to walk in confidence. Confidence, guys. That's your kingdom identity. Stop dumbing down to people. They were created just like you and I were created. Jeremiah 17, 7. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Because I trust in the Lord and my confidence is in Jesus. Jeremiah said it himself. And that's what I've been saying. Our confidence is in Jesus. And we're blessed because we trust in the Lord. We're not going to be blessed if our trust is in man. And we saw that in 2020 when COVID hit. Everybody put their trust in what CNN was saying. All the news outlets were saying. They were just lying wonders. Lying wonders. But when we put our trust in the Lord, he blesses us. Jeremiah 17, 7 says it, I'm blessed. Why am I blessed? Because I trust in the Lord and my confidence is in Jesus. Amen. My confidence is in Jesus. And then when we look at 2 Corinthians 3 and 4, it says, such confidence I have through Christ before God. My confidence is in God. These are all confidence-based scriptures, guys. And so when the Lord says, keep letting them understand and know that their confidence is in me, in Jesus Christ. And that's how we build our boldness. That's how we build our strength. We're not limited to man's theology. As a matter of fact, we launch out into the deep. We find out the deeper things about God. And we do that by laying at his feet. Many people are going to all these schools, and I'm not knocking schools because I'm in school. But I'm so glad I'm in school. You know why? Because everything that is being taught, it's like the Lord has already told me these things. And I said, thank you, God, for letting this be a confirmation to the things that you've already shared with me. He says, you know it's true. And you'll know it's not true. If someone says something that is not true, you will know it because I've already unveiled those things that they're teaching to you. I said, praise God. Praise God. And those are mysteries, guys. Those are mysteries. We find out about the mysteries laying at his feet, crying out to him. Lord, you're worthy. You're holy. There's none like you. Father, I want direction. I don't want direction from man. I want direction from you. I want you to lead me and guide me. I'm really, really laying at your feet. I don't know what to do. So I'm giving it to you. You do it. You pay it. You do it. And God does it all the time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And we're going to look at Psalm 91, 2, which is our last scripture. You are my refuge and my fortress. My God, I lean and rely on you, God. I confidently trust in you. So in other words, he wants us to have confidence only in him. Does that mean we don't get counsel? We can get some counsel from people. We can ask people, what would you pray into this and just see what God says to you. And then we'll meet back up and we'll just see what God is saying. That's okay to do that. I do that to people that I trust and not people who are religious minded. I only say these things to people who are kingdom minded, because religious minded people will only tell you where their faith is. They're only going to counsel you or give you information based on where their level of faith is. They're not going to pray about it. They're going to just tell you, this is what I think you should do. And this is what's going on in the body of Christ. Too many, this is what I think you should do. No, it is what God wants us to do. I give glory to no man, but I give all glory to God. I don't get caught up in big organizations because it's not in organizations that's going to lead me and guide me. It's going to be the confidence that I have in Him. I've given you the scriptures. I've given you the scriptures. He says in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that I have in approaching God. Not approaching an organization. Not approaching a denomination. Not approaching your pastor. Not approaching your apostle. Not approaching your school. This is the confidence I have in approaching God. That if I ask anything according to His will, He hears me and answers me. So that's what I want. I want to know that He hears me and He answers me, not based on a man or a woman's mindset, but on what God's mind said. Hallelujah. He says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. So that when I come boldly and confidently before His throne, hallelujah, I can ask Him anything according to His will. He hears me and answers. Man is not going to hear. They're going to hear limits and bits and pieces. And sometimes God will release an answer, and it's not all the answer. They'll start releasing stuff before they got all the answer. So we have to wait on the Lord. I had someone the other day say, Prophetess Lenora, will you just tell me what you think this is meaning? I said, you pray into it, I'll pray into it. And it was like an hour. Well, do you have anything? No, I don't have anything yet. Because see, I've got to seek the Lord. Sometimes it might be 30 days. Sometimes it might be 7. But I cannot put a time frame on when He wants to release the full picture to me so that I may interpret it the right way. See, even Daniel, thank you, Holy Ghost, an example. The king was going to kill everybody if they could not interpret that dream. Daniel, they called forth Daniel to interpret a dream. Daniel didn't just interpret the dream right away. Daniel said, just a minute, King, let me go. He left and he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord, and the Lord gave him the answer to the dream. So that when he was summoned back to give the king the answer, he gave the king the answer to the dream that he had dreamed. So what I'm simply saying is we've got to go before the Lord and we've got to wait on Him to release. And the only way that happens is 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence I have in approaching God. That if I ask anything according to His will, He hears me and He answers. So I don't give a quick answer. You should not give a quick answer. And so at the end of the day, guys, this segment is called Kingdom Confidence. Amen. Kingdom Confidence. The Lord has need of you and I in this hour. He wants us to rely fully on Him. For when we rely fully on Him, we're giving Him permission to impart those things that we need. Those things that He wants us to hear. Those things that He wants us to say. And you become bold, hallelujah, bold as a lion, hallelujah, bold as a lion. And I tell you this, you will be labeled as arrogant. You will be labeled as one who's not walking in humility. But see, at the end of the day, they don't know who you are. They're just going on what they see. And what they see is a woman or a man who is bold, who is erect, and they will not sway on God's word. They're going to live God's word. These are the ones that try to set up traps for you, like Sanballat and Tobias. But we've got to be like Nehemiah, who confidently sat on the wall and did the work and said, I'm not coming down. Why should I come down and tend to these small matters when I'm up here See, God's called the confident up here. We ascend up here when we are people of boldness and confidence. We have so many people walking in false humility. It is so sickening to see it. And God will have me to speak into their life. The day of walking in false humility is over because some man or some woman has said, well, you know, you need to stay humble. You don't know what that person needs. You're not them and you're not in them. Let God deal with his people. He knows what we need, not you. I thought I knew what my daughter needed. I didn't know what she needed until I went before the Lord and I asked the Lord, what do she need from me? What do you want me to give her? And when the Holy Spirit told me, I didn't automatically start doing it. When my daughter would call me and talk to me, I'll say, what do you need mama to do for you? What do you need me to say to you that would make you feel better when you lost your friend? See, she had a friend that passed. We have to be careful of how we respond to them. And so usually I would have said, well, you know, God's in there, they're in God's hand, and you know, just continue to pray for their family. That stuff is such cliche-ish. We say that all the time. But see, they need something. So I said, Lord, what does she need? And after the Lord imparted into me what she needed, I then asked her, what is it that you need for me to do for you? And it's almost the identical same thing that God has spoke to me and said. So we have to be people who are willing to go to God about what we need to say. And stop walking in this false humility that God hates it. He hates it. It's not pure. It's not. So at the end of the day, we want you to walk in confidence, godly confidence, kingdom confidence. So Lord, we just thank you for this hour. We thank you for the impartation of your teaching, of your word, of your that you've given us, that we walk in confidence. Kingdom confidence. You've given us the scriptures. We've backed it up. And Father, we just thank you that you loved us so much that our identity is in you and not man. And may your word settle in our hearts, settle in our souls, that we may be who you called us to be, that we may walk in our assignments that you've already given to us, and that we won't be women and men of fear. We will be women and men of boldness in the marketplace, in the church, in the government, in the school, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in our families, in those seven areas that you've given us authority to dominate. You've given us authority to dominate in all seven of those areas. So Lord, I pray in your holy and most righteous name that we begin to learn and know that when you created us in your image. And you said, good and very good. And so, Lord, we give you permission to develop us. We give you permission to guide us and to show us what it is that you want us to know about ourselves. And we receive your correction, Lord. And if someone brings us correction, Father God, let it be in a place where we know that it is coming from you. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God forever keep you. May your day be blessed. And may God do something very, 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 very good for you today. Something so extraordinary that you know that it's a wink from him. I'm going to give you a wink. God bless. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.